Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to the show. I'm Heather Petty. I'm your host. I am so happy to be sitting up behind this microphone here with you. I feel like it's been forever and it hasn't, but last week's episode was pre-recorded. So this is my first time to record since this crazy foot surgery. And if you've been following along on Instagram, if you follow there, Heather Petty _, then you know that I am on day 14 of being in the bed, having my foot raised, my toes above my nose. Those are the exact words of my foot surgeon. My toes have to stay above my nose. So I'm doing a balancing act right now, and my microphone is balancing on a book. I've got this laptop on my knee. It's kind of crazy, but we are going to make this work because I just want to be here with you. I've missed you. It's Thursday. Normally my episodes, I try to put them out every Thursday, and this is what we do. We just do it, don't we? And even if we have to do this from the bed, that's what we do. Life Coach BFF Show with me, your friend Heather, because we all need a BFF to take this journey called life with. This is a podcast for midlife women who want to remain sane and find joy. We're living with purpose and determination to get all the goodie out of life because I believe God made the goodie for His people, you and me. So hop aboard this train of intention, come and sit on my porch and rest, or pop in your earbuds and let's take a walk together. I'm just so grateful you're here. And even if we have to do this from the bed, that's what we do. Speaking of from the bed, so if you have not already gone and joined over on Facebook, it's a private group, Midlife Moxie. And it's a group that I created with Dr. Carol Lynn. She's an OBGYN. And we are talking all things midlife, midlife women, menopause, perimenopause, postmenopause, talking about it all. And I can't even talk about all the things that we're talking about right now because we're talking about everything. This is a family show. And I know a lot of you listen with your children, but we talk about everything over there. So go join. It's at Midlife Moxie. I want to see you there. Tomorrow we'll be live. Most Fridays we plan to go live. It'll be sometime between 9:30 and 10. I'll post on Instagram and the stories and also on Facebook in that group and let you know exactly what time we're going live, but there'll be replays after. So go join me there. And the reason I thought about this is because we'll be recording from the bed. Poor Dr. Lynn is going to have to hop up here because I have until tomorrow afternoon when I get my stitches out. And I'm so happy. I cannot wait. I'm so ready for this bed rest time to be over. We may just be recording from right up here. I don't know. We'll see. Come join me and then you'll find out. You'll see where we are. All right. Today we're talking about all of the things of being in the bed for 2 weeks, what that entails. Some of you know, some of you are in bed a lot, and I know it cannot be easy. I know it's not easy. There's no cannot be easy to it because it is difficult. You can only watch so many television shows, which we're going to talk about that because I'm not even a television person. I don't even watch a lot of TV. I read a lot. But you know, when you don't feel great, you don't always feel like reading. So you turn on the TV. And I have caught up on some really neat things. I'm going to tell you about that. But before we get into this, I want to tell you how I prepared to sit in the bed for 2 weeks. I originally thought I would be up and going within a couple of days. All would be well. My foot would be better. And I was having a phone conversation with BFF Susan. She said, Heather, I don't think it's going to be just a couple of days. I think you're going to be down for a while. And I said, oh, no, it's not a big deal. It'll be fine. She said, you need to go get your instructions out. So while we were on the phone, I went and gathered the instructions. And I started reading them aloud to her. And it said that I had to be in the bed, foot above nose. Those are the exact words. Foot above nose, 23 out of 24 hours a day. Now, can you even imagine? I panicked and I thought, what do I need to do? My surgery was in a couple of days. What do I need to do beforehand to prepare for this? And this is what I came up with. I'm going to share it with you. I made a couple of notes. Because, let me backtrack. You know, I have four children. The second child, I was on bed rest for 7 months with her. So I kind of knew what I was getting into, just having to stay put. I knew how I felt during that time. That was a hard time. Oh my goodness. I learned a lot about myself. I learned things that I like about myself. I learned some things I really didn't like about myself. It was a time of reflection. Let's put it that way. And I thought, you know, 2 weeks is not really long enough. It's not like it's 7 months, but I did not want to get in the bed and just think about all the things that I wished I'd done beforehand. So these are the things that I did. I scheduled a pedicure first and foremost. Now, if you have a foot surgery, leg surgery coming up, you're going to have somebody who tries to convince you not to get a pedicure. They're going to tell you, oh, they're going to take your polish off. Don't even bother, because I had people try to talk me out of it. And thank goodness I didn't listen, because you know what? I came right out of that surgery with my toenail polish on. And before I went in, one of the nurses even said, your pedicure looks so good. So it made me feel good. It made me happy. I got a pretty color. I can't remember the color that I got. I posted it on Instagram. If you are on my stories, it was there. But anyway, it was something Hawaiian. I don't even remember what the color is. It's OPI, but I love it and it makes me happy. And even right now, when I look up at my foot, that polish makes me happy. So I did do that. I'm going to advise you, no matter what kind of surgery you're having, go get a pedicure, get a manicure. If that's something you normally do right before you go in, you will feel so much better. Now, the second thing I did was I booked a massage. I booked a deep tissue massage, because you know, when you're in the bed a lot, you get sore. Your body gets sore and your body aches. And when you're 52, your body will really ache. Even if I sleep too late on a Saturday, do you do that? Because if I sleep too late, I wake up the next morning, I'm like, oh, I've got to get out of this bed. So I just started thinking about that, booked the deep tissue massage, and that really helped. I mean, if I was going to be here too much longer, which I'm not, the stitches come out tomorrow, day 15, thank goodness, but I would have to work something out for another massage like that. Whether I had somebody come here or I went in a wheelchair, I mean, I would need another massage. So book your massage. Then I also went and I bought frozen meals. I went to two different places that have wonderful frozen meals. I went to Katie's Kitchen in Germantown. I went to Oh Great Memphis in Collierville. And those items alone saved me. They really did. And Oh Great Memphis has frozen chicken biscuits. So the boys, they're used to me making them an omelet most mornings, so they can put those in the microwave and get themselves ready, because I knew my husband, that was going to probably put him over there. But we had that, and we had, you know, they have poppy seed chicken, King Ranch chicken, burritos. Both of these places have great, great items to choose from. It's all delicious. And I did that, and I did make a couple of things to freeze. I cooked a roast and froze that for some French dip sandwiches. So I did prepare as far as meals go. I did make a couple of notes and I forgot to write this down, is you want to make a snack list for yourself. And that sounds crazy. And you may think, Heather, I don't snack. I'm not a snacker. But you're going to get hungry and you're going to have to take medicine, and you'll need food with some of these medicines, especially like the pain medicine. You're going to want a bite to eat. And you'll get tired of asking people to bring you things. Then you just feel bad after a while. You can tell they're getting weary. They're waiting on you, but you know they're tired. Get some healthy snacks that you can put in your drawer beside your bed or on top of your bedside table and have those prepared. Things that you like, that you know that you like, and that won't be just a bunch of junk food. Because you need good foods to heal. That's another thing. When you're planning your foods, and I even have this in my surgical instructions. It said, plan to eat lots of fruits and vegetables and drink a lot of water, and that will help you heal. So make sure that you have fully stocked your fridge. Now, don't panic. If something happens and you have emergency surgery and you come out of surgery and you're stuck in the bed, remember, Costco delivers. All these grocery stores deliver. Shipt, that's another grocery delivery option. There are a lot of options out there. So it's a lot easier in that way than it used to be. Now, getting to the door to get the groceries, that's a whole nother issue. So you need to make sure you have somebody really sweet lined up to come and help you. You need a very patient person who loves you dearly to come and help you. PJs, that's another thing I did for myself. And you might be thinking this is a little extravagant, a little extreme, but I don't think so because I like to feel good in what I have on. And, you know, when you're in the bed and you can't fix your hair, you can't do anything with yourself, and you start feeling yucky, the last thing you want is to have on old, worn out looking PJs. And then if you have people come to see you, you know, it just makes everybody feel better when you look better. You don't want to look like you're at death's door when you're not. You do not want, that's not good for anyone. It's not good for your own psyche or anyone else's. So go to Soma, get some new PJs, get a pretty robe. And now Soma has PJs that have support in the top, like a bra. I think they call it a shelf bra in bathing suits when they describe bathing suits, but they have pajama tops and nightgowns with this magnificent, it's like a miracle working shelf bra because it lifts everything up. Now, not as high as you want it, unless you've had some extra help, which I have not. So it lifts everything up a little bit. It's just added support, and you don't feel like you're all loosey-goosey in the bed the whole time, because that's not good either. Loosey-goosey is not good for 2 weeks. So I did do that. I went and bought, I want to say, 4 pairs of new pajamas. I treated myself. I thought, you know, I'm not going to be able to do anything like this for a while. Not going to be able to shop. I'm glad I did this. Now I have all these items for the rest of the spring and summer. Boom. And I felt good in them. It just made me feel better to get out of the shower and put on pajamas. Now let's talk about unexpected things that can happen after you have surgery. And my biggest surprise, and a lot of you know that I have this new miniature schnauzer puppy who is now 7 months old. Her name is Kendall. The boys named her Kendall. I did not give her that name. That was not my idea. And it wouldn't be my first choice. But her name is Kendall. And sweet little Kendall went into heat the day after I got home from the hospital. My dear mother is trying to take care of me, organize these meals daily. I took a menu board, a right and white menu board. I listed every item that I had bought and prepared. So my family, my mother, everyone knew the meals that I had in the freezer. So that I think that was very helpful. My mother was impressed when she got here. I think she was shocked that I had done all this. But I did do that. But now back to Kendall. So Kendall, second day home, goes into heat. My mother runs out, buys diapers for the dog. So that's a whole nother responsibility that she's taken on. And I'm telling you this about unexpected things because I want you to remember your manners. I want you to remember your please and thank yous, because this is when it will come in handy, because you need to use those two words a lot. If you are in bed more than a stomach virus a couple of days, you need to make please and thank you roll out of your mouth about every other sentence, because you don't want the people around you to get sick of you when you can't get up and go get yourself something to drink. So she was then changing this dog's diaper. She's done all these things. She's been so incredible. And we're getting through it. We're doing this. We're almost there. But that was an unexpected. So if you have a puppy that could possibly go into heat, have some diapers ready. Just little advice. All right. More unexpected things. Friends. Oh, my goodness. What would we do without our friends? I mean, those of you who are my friends on social media, who messaged me, prayers, so sweet, so much advice. I got some really good advice, things that made me stop and think, were so helpful. And then my local friends brought food, gifts I never expected. I feel like I've been so spoiled during this time. And, you know, when you're in the bed and you're in pain and someone walks in with a big gift basket, like I cannot even tell you what that did for me. And so I made a list of the things that were in the gift basket that just made me so happy because I want to do this for other people. Some of these items I would not have thought of ever before and I've never taken before and I will from now on. And if you're thinking about doing something for someone, do it. Just don't even hesitate. Don't think twice. Do it because it is so appreciated. When you are on the receiving end, it's very humbling when you can't do anything. And when people bring things to you and they think enough about you, they love you that much to stop what they're doing, go pick up food, go collect items, come all the way to your home. It just fills your soul. So if you're thinking about it, do it. I had one friend that brought cupcakes. Oh, they were so good. Nothing will make you smile like flowers and cupcakes. So flowers, cupcakes, gum. I have never thought about taking gum before. I've really enjoyed that. I just don't chew gum anymore. So that's been nice to have. Water bottle, charcuterie board items, cheeses, crackers, olives. I mean, just so fun. Cookies, butter cookies, peanuts, casseroles. I've had friends that have offered to help with rides to and from school for the boys. That's been incredibly helpful. And back to the peanuts and the cookies, butter cookies. Y'all, I put these in my drawer and when I had to stop and take medicine, this is why I was telling you about the snacks because I did not have any snacks. I did not prepare for that. And so these friends that brought snacks, I had them in my bedside table and I didn't have to bother anybody in the house. If it was 2 o'clock in the morning and I needed something to eat to take with medicine, I had that. So you definitely want to take snacks. I think that's overlooked. We don't think about things like that. But these friends did. I have some really smart, sweet friends that thought about it. Now, when you spend a lot of time in your bedroom, you find out what you love about your bedroom. And I really started appreciating, I already appreciated these things, but I developed an even deeper appreciation over the past 2 weeks. And these are the things, I know some of them may sound extravagant, I hope not, but if you've thought about purchasing these, I think you should. And one of them is a sleep number bed. And if I had not had a sleep number bed, I don't know what I would have done having to prop my leg up. Because the foot of the bed will raise and the head of the bed will raise. So that's been great because I can make all those adjustments during the day. I can change the pressure in the bed, the firmness of the mattress. So if you've thought about buying a sleep number, I highly recommend it. That has really saved me. I think it saved my muscles. It's kept me from feeling quite as sore. And speaking of that, heating pad. Have a heating pad in your bed. Because there are places that are going to not feel so great. That will relax the muscles. So you're going to need that. And then even with my foot, so I had a nerve removed is what happened. And nerves are tricky. Nerves will make you feel things that are not really happening. Like sometimes I feel like my foot is freezing cold. And I wrap the heating pad around my foot. So there are a lot of things that you can do with the heating pad that you haven't thought about. But it really is comforting. So get a heating pad and chairs in your bedroom. If you don't already have chairs, if you don't have room for chairs, just pull a chair from the dining room table into your bedroom beforehand. Because if you're in the bed for more than a few days, you will be happy to see people. When someone comes to visit, you do not want them to leave. So you want them to be comfortable so they'll stay. Have a chair in your bedroom for your friends and your family so they can help entertain you. The last thing that I want to tell you about that's in my bedroom is my fireplace. And this fireplace, I get kind of giggly about it. I had a fireplace when we lived in Mississippi. We had built a home and I loved it. I loved it. It was one of the things that I really hated about leaving that home. I mean, there were many things, but that was definitely in the top 10. was my bedroom fireplace. So when we bought the home that we're in now, I told my husband, I said, I have to have a fireplace. And it's a large bedroom. So I need a drum roll for this. Definitely. We purchased a fireplace from Amazon. It's my favorite Amazon purchase ever. I'm going to put this on the shopping page. So if you're interested in that, if you've thought about it, if you've wondered, you know, I wonder what these electric fireplaces are like. I think it looks pretty real. I mean, I do. I'm easily sold. I don't know. But this fireplace, the mantle is solid wood. It is heavy. The fireplace has a heater in it. I've enjoyed it. I think I've had it on the entire time besides when I sleep. It's just so relaxing. It's comforting. And if you're going to be in the bed a while, you need a fireplace in your room. You really do. You really, really do. If you can afford it, somebody asks you what you want for Christmas, you want this fireplace. This is what you want. I'm telling you. So I'll put this on my website on the shopping page. And I'll also list it in the free resource page. If you go and download that on my website, you'll see that. All right. So we have the Sleep Number bed, heating pad, fireplace, comfy chairs in the room. Even if you can't put comfy chairs, just put a chair for someone to sit on. Because not everyone feels comfortable hopping up on the bed with you. One very important thing that you want to do while you're on bed rest is keep smiling. You're going to have days that you're not going to feel like smiling. But keep smiling because it will make you feel better. It will make the people around you feel better. Your family will feel better. And everybody looks better when they're smiling. Everybody looks prettier. They look younger. They look healthier, more vibrant. Just keep a smile on your face. It makes people more willing to help you. If you have a frowny face, people don't want to come near you. So keep smiling. Television. I am not really a television person. If I watch, it's usually the news. It sounds so boring. I know it sounds boring, but I like to read. I like to talk to people. I want to talk to people. That's what I want to do with my extra time. I love to talk, if you can't already tell. But there are a few things that I did watch that I really loved. And if I do watch television, I'm an Andy Griffith kind of person. I like old Bob Newhart reruns. I like a lot of 80s reruns. Those are the kind of television shows that I like. My freshman year of college, I used to skip psychology class to watch The Love Boat. I like all those shows from the 80s. And they're great shows because if my kids walk in the room, I don't have to turn off the television. I don't have to worry about language. I don't have to see things that I don't even need to see, much less my kids. But over these 2 weeks, I branched out a little bit. I watched a few things. I learned a few things. I definitely learned a few things. I watched The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. And if you have seen this miniseries, it's a coming-of-age period drama based on the 1983 novel of the same name by Walter Tevis. The title refers to The Queen's Gambit, a chess opening. And the series is about a fictional American chess prodigy on her rise to the top of the chess world while struggling with drug and alcohol dependency. And it was so good. It was incredible. I was sad when it ended. I'll probably watch it again. I never say that ever about anything, but I really enjoyed this miniseries. So if you have Netflix, go watch that. That was great. And I think I'm the only person on the planet who had not seen Bridgerton. And I turned it on the first time, tried to watch it, completely bored with it. Then I got really bored and turned it back on because, you know, it won so many awards. And I thought, I need to try this. I need to do this. And I am probably about halfway through with the episodes that they have on Netflix. That's, I would say, probably halfway through. And I liked it fine. I mean, there were things about it that I didn't care for that I could have done without. But, I mean, I liked it fine. But now The Queen's Gambit, that was my favorite. I really, really enjoyed that. And the rest of the time, just I watched boring news shows. Probably boring to most people. But I like facts. I'm into facts. I like to learn things. And That's what I did. Just watched a bunch of news. I know every time my mother walked in, she thought, here's the news again. Now, with all this extra time, and I'd acknowledged how much I love to talk to people, I reconnected with a family friend. You know, when you have a lot of time, you start thinking about people. And a lady came on the news, and my mother said, you know who that is? And one thing led to another. And I ended up contacting the mom to this lady who I have not seen since 19, probably 92. So I did reconnect with her. I got to see all the family photos. That was fun. So that's something to do. And, you know, people are really funny about reaching out. We all wait on the other person to reach out first. So be the one who says hello. That's what I tell my kids. Be the first person to say hello when you walk in a room. Because I have heard so many stories of people say, well, they didn't speak. And I always say, well, did you speak? You know, we go through this in a lot of coaching sessions. We'll talk about this too. Did you speak? Well, no, I didn't because they didn't speak to me. Well, speak first, break the ice, be the person who always says hello first. So I did that. I said, I mean, I was so happy that I found her. I couldn't believe it. I Googled her name, her phone number popped up. And so that was a great chance for me to reconnect. And I probably would not have made the time otherwise. I really probably wouldn't have. I would have been too busy cooking dinner, getting things ready for the following day with the boys, and I would not have stopped and done that. I'm so happy that I did. Those are some good things that came out of the 2 weeks. Now, some funny things that happened, and I thought this was really funny. The boys avoided me during this time. They knew I was in the bed. They're 12 and 15. And they knew I was in the bed. They're like, she can't get up. She can't do anything. She can't check to make sure we're studying. She can't check to make sure we're not on YouTube. And so they really, I think they really kind of enjoyed this, me being in the bed and not walking around the house. But I thought this was hysterical. So my husband on Saturday told the boys, you need to clean your room. Oh, and he gave them a list of things he wanted them to do. So he went up to check, and one of them, he opened their bedroom door, had the vacuum cleaner running in the middle of the room. And I'm telling you this story because a lot of you ask me about kids and chores. I've been asked that so many times. So he had the vacuum cleaner running in the middle of the room, and he was on the bed reading a book. And I'm not kidding. So my husband said, this is not a Roomba. It's not going to run itself. You need to get up, get busy. But I just thought that was so funny. And then I thought, how many times have they turned the shower on and we thought they were bathing when they really weren't? So this kid kind of has it figured out, which is brilliant, but also a little terrifying. It just is. So those were some funny things that happened during the week. There were other things too that I'm trying to remember. But that was probably the funniest that he thought that he could get away with that. And he would have. He would have. But I can't even believe, you know, the things that our kids try to pull off. How many things do we not know about? That's the question. How many things are they doing that we don't know about? With cell phones, you can't get away with much. You just can't. And all, you know, alarm systems, and there's no sneaking out in 2024. There's no sneaking out of your house and pushing the car down the driveway. I'm not saying I did that either. I didn't say that. Maybe I did, didn't. I don't know. But anyway, you can't do all those things. They can't get away with anything anymore. A lot of people have cameras in their house. I don't know how I feel about that. I would not want cameras inside my own home. I guess if it was necessary and you needed that, then you would. But definitely outside the home now, you have to have them. So no pool parties when I'm out of town. Now, if your spouse becomes a little weary, a little grouchy, they've got a lot of responsibilities. Maybe you still have kids home and you're not an empty nester quite yet. I'm going to tell you this. There is something called surgery, and then the next word starts with an S and ends with an X. Now, if this is a possibility for you and you have a grouchy spouse who is overloaded and exhausted from doing everything, you might want to consider this. Now, I'm spelling this because, you know, this is a family show. I'm not saying that I did this. Okay. So I have adult children who occasionally listen to this show. I'm not saying that I had the SS, but I'm just saying it's something for you to consider. It boosts morale. Sometimes you have to take one for the team. And if you can make it happen, you probably should. You just should. If you can do this, like that little extra oxygen that sometimes people need, that little extra, get people going, get people happy to wait on you again, make people want to do things, make people want to go get things for you, continue to feed you. So it's something to consider. Maybe I made that up. Maybe there's really not anything called SS, but it really will make a difference. It might even make you feel better. All right. Okay. This felt really good to sit here and laugh with you. Think about the 2 weeks and smile. I'm really grateful. I'm grateful for all the help. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for you. And I just want to say, keep shining, keep smiling, keep being your beautiful self. And if you haven't already, please take a moment and go and leave a review. Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, scroll down, tap the 5th star. 5 stars are best. And if you have time, write a little something. That's how I know that you're enjoying the show. It's the only way that I know that you are enjoying the show. I love you. I mean it. Jesus loves you even more. And I can't wait to be with you again. I'll see you in a few days. Take care.